We got Kai Ma here just coming in now to have a chat with us. Kai, g'day, how are you going? Welcome to Feel Good Nunga Radio.
Oh, thanks
finally
so much.
Finally get to have a chat with you.
I know, how's that?
I know. We'll just get a bit of a photo here first and yeah.
Beauty.
Beautiful. You want to introduce yourself to the people? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm Kai Ma. I'm the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs in South Australia. I've been the Minister, then Shadow Minister and Minister again, held the portfolio for 8 years, and it is the single best job in the world.
Yeah, I know. And you get to eat plenty of sausage rolls.
Well, that's true. I get to travel the state, visiting communities, and there's lots of bakeries in between communities.
Yeah. Well, we often see on your Facebook page that you're promoting some good old sausage rolls. Who's got the best sausage rolls in SA?
Yeah, good question. I've got a top two. Number one's the OK Pie Shop in Mount Gambier.
Oh, yes. I lived in the mountain for a while there too, so I know exactly where that little pie shop is.
It's where I grew up and was raised on those sausage rolls. And they're the best. And it's a fair journey to get to the second best ones. I reckon they're KC Patisserie in Cooper Petey.
Oh, geez, that's a bit of a drive for a pie.
Yeah, I know. Well, from Mount Gambier to Cooper Petey is a fair way to go.
Yeah, certainly. So, geez, over 1,100 kilometres, isn't it? Yeah. Grab some stickers there, bruv. Hey, Minister, thanks for joining us today. Hey, just want to say, how you enjoying the day and what's NAIDOC mean to you?
I got to say, it's an awesome day today. I reckon it's the biggest NAIDOC March crowd I've seen in years. And yeah, there's something different about this year. There's no bloody rain.
Yeah.
which is pretty awesome. You could feel the vibe today. It was such a positive energy,
wasn't it,
at today's NAIDOC March.
Yeah.
And it's such an important week. It's when Aboriginal people get to celebrate culture
and
excellence and what it means to be part of the oldest living culture this planet's ever seen.
Yeah.
And to see so many proud Aboriginal people out marching down the street today, it just fills you with joy.
And you can hear them vocally loud and enjoying it as well. So it leads me on sort of to, where do you think we are with at the voice thing at the moment?
So
we're getting a lot of stuff in the media. We're getting a lot of positive. We're getting a lot of negative. Where are we sitting from your point of view at this stage, do you think?
I'm optimistic.
Yep.
I'm optimistic that when we have that referendum to recognise Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people in our constitution through a voice to our federal parliament, I'm optimistic both South Australia and Australia as a whole will vote yes. It's not much being asked for. We're asking for an advisory body so that the government listens to Aboriginal people. That's it.
There's
they can't stop governments doing anything.
No.
It's no spending money. It's almost the least we can do after... Stuff hasn't gone as well as it could. You see the closing the gap things every year, and in every aspect of life, Aboriginal people do the worst of it in Australia.
Absolutely.
And we got to do something different, and the voice is that chance, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that the voice, if this comes in, that the government will actually start to listen to about what Linda asked for, you know, our health, our schoolings, our educations? Do you think the government will finally listen and say, well, we actually got to do this? We are hearing now Prime Minister Albanese saying, you know, that recognising that, you know, we're the poorest people in the country, with the highest incarceration rate. Some of our communities still don't even have water. Do you think some of that stuff will change?
Absolutely. I have absolutely no doubt about it. So in March of next year, we'll have elections for the South Australian voice. Similar body, but a fully elected Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to our South Australian Parliament. And once we have a federal voice, I am absolutely certain that the governments will listen more. We will see better policies. And you know what? When the governments, and they will, do things differently or not do what the voice says, they're going to have to answer why. Yeah, I think it will be a remarkable opportunity for Aboriginal people to be heard and for governments to have to be more accountable for what they do for Aboriginal people and communities.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you like to ask anything, Nick?
Oh, I was interested to hear that you're from Mount Gambier.
Yeah.
I spent a couple of years down there a while ago, and Yeah, it's a terrific community.
It is a terrific community. So I did most of my growing up in Mount Gambier, a bit of my primary school and all my high school.
What school did you go to?
Went to East Gambier Primary.
East Gambier.
It's now, I think, Melaleuca.
Melaleuca.
And I'm glad it wasn't called that because I wouldn't have been able to spell it.
Spell it, I know.
and then Grant High School.
And Grant as well, yeah. I grew up on Bondic Terrace. I was there for a while, just off of Pick Avenue. So yeah.
Well, I was on Swallow Drive, so just...
Oh, yes, I know.
Almost around, off Lake Terrace around from Pick Avenue.
Yeah, it's fantastic down there. I love the mountain. It's my second home, and I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's a beautiful place, beautiful
and
country
I reckon
down there.
Pick Avenue Deli have the second best sausage rolls in Mount Gambier.
I reckon so. Yeah, they're pretty good, and they make the pies. Yeah, it's quite often really I'd stop there for lunch as well. So, hey, Minister, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks
really
for having us on.
We really appreciate your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day, and hopefully we can catch up with you a little bit later on down the track again.
Happy NAIDOC to you and all your listeners.
Excellent. Thanks, Kyle.